My name is Les Grimm. I was born in 1951 into a maritime family. My grandfather, or great-grandfather, actually used to have a general store sitting on the riverbank around Arbuckle, West Virginia. It was on the Kanawha River. Used to sell goods to the packet boats as they would transit in and out of the Kanawha River. My grandfather, eventually went out and became a captain on the river and ran boats up through 1970, I believe, somewhere in that 65 to 70 era. And my father actually started prior to World War II. He started on the river and then went into the Navy, spent a couple years in the Navy during World War II. After the Navy, returned to the river industry, was able to work as a mate and up until acquired his first set of pilot license at the age of 21. He was one of the youngest pilots on the river at that time. And ran some of the old steamboats, the old Omar for the Ohio River Company. He ran the Major, which was a smaller paddle wheel boat up on the Kanawha River for a short time. And then continued his career with the Ohio River Company through 1974.
So your grandfather started out with a store.
Great-grandfather.
Great-grandfather.
Yes.
In what years?
Oh, gee, I,
way back.
Honestly, I wouldn't know that. It was before I was born in 1951.
I see. But he never became a mariner.
He did not. I had several great-uncles,
yeah.
Charles Roberts and Lowell Wright, both were captains on the river and had their own companies at one time. I've had several uncles, an uncle that was a chief engineer, an uncle that was a mate, two uncles that were deckhands on the river for short periods of time before returning home and going into the coal industry, into the coal mines. Brother-in-law that was a captain on the river, and after myself, I have a nephew out there as well, so he's keeping the tradition going.
What do you think it is about family or kinship ties that kind of encourages this type of career, passing it down generation to generation, specific to, you know, the river?
Mm-hmm. I think it's the